This is St. Louis Public Radio. 2018 has been a banner year for construction in St. Louis. The number of building permits issued is up in 17 wards. The value of new projects totals more than $1 billion. St. Louis Public Radio's Melody Walker reports on some dedicated observers of urban development and what all the new construction means to them.
For Mark Groth, the building boom is fodder for his 10-year-old blog called St. Louis City Talk. He's an enthusiastic transplant from Illinois who started out writing about changes in his South City neighborhood.
It's fun to just dream about the big projects, too, and then also look down your block and say, boy, if that building was renovated, it's been empty for 5-10 years, what a difference that would make for everybody here.
Groth is a biologist at Bayer Crop Sciences and a father of three. His blog is a labor of love, produced with his wife. They publish their top 20 construction projects every December. A $70 million retail and apartment proposal near the DeBolivar Metrolink station is on his 2018 list. But Groth is torn between spending millions on one project versus spreading it around.
What we really need on the South Side, in my opinion, and North City for sure, is smaller development. But it's hard not to get enthralled at these huge projects and think about the future and the potential.
One of those mega million projects is Ballpark Village. Phase 2, which is currently underway, includes a residential high-rise. Chris Stritzel, founder and writer of City Scene Blog, visits the construction site weekly for progress updates.
But most of the time, I like to stand up on top of the garage for a while and just watch the crew move stuff. Because it's not every day that you see that size of a project in downtown.
When Stritzel saw an animated fly-through video about plans for Ballpark Village 10 years ago, he was hooked. He was only 8 years old then, but he started documenting projects all over the city and hasn't stopped. Stritzel sees the increase in development downtown as a positive sign that St. Louis is on the verge of a rebound. He plans to attend college here so he can continue to blog and be a part of his hometown's renaissance. One of his projects to watch in 2019 is expected to break ground in the first quarter.
It's Cortex K. And it's just the fact that Cortex can keep attracting spec office space because those buildings fill up so quickly that they need more. And it's not just, you know, in the Cortex District anymore. It's sort of spilling down to the Grove. Sarah Street's going to change dramatically between Forest Park and Manchester.
A few miles west of Cortex, you'll find Washington University's East Campus transformation. From that $250 million project on the western city limits to the new Arch Museum on the river, writer Greg Johnson sees plenty of potential.
And between those two projects, you've got a 7-mile stretch about 1 mile wide of the Central Corridor where really most of the really fascinating projects are happening right now.
Johnson blogs for Next STL. His day job is lead pastor at Memorial Presbyterian Church. He's had a keen interest in urban development since majoring in architecture in college. Despite his enthusiasm for the building boom, he says one important element is missing.
St. Louis has a problem where we've got amazing neighborhoods, but the connective tissue between them is often abandoned lots. And we're seeing those get reconnected now really all over the city, and it's an exciting time to be in St. Louis.
For many urban enthusiasts, transportation is the key to connecting neighborhoods. Jackie Knight is one of them. She's a professional urban planner who also finds time to blog about projects she's working on at Next STL.
My favorite project from this year is the downtown multimodal plan that prioritizes modes of transportation by corridor. So we have specific corridors prioritized for walking and biking and public transit and then motor vehicles.
Knight and her fellow bloggers share an undeniable enthusiasm for St. Louis and the people who live here. Their passion for urban projects is contagious. So much has happened this year and so much is on the drawing board for 2019. It's difficult not to get caught up in the excitement. I'm Melody Walker, St. Louis Public Radio.